Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, this is David Clark coming to you, and this is Different Strokes for Different Folks. The studio is being very persnickety tonight, and it's not playing my opening music, but that's all right. Let me just say that today we're going to take you on a fantastic ride into the Netherlands with Leo Benomo. I am a spiritual adventurer and suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll open the door to new understandings and hopefully come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. Now, Leo tells his story as follows. From the age of 2, I saw my first spirit. I didn't find that strange, even though he rose out of the ground horizontally, then tilted upright. My parents found me, and I said, "There's a funny man behind us." In fact, the only thing I found strange were his clothes, Victorian top hat and all. I have been blessed with so many experiences, some on the darker side, but all, pardon the pun, enlightening. I have been a professional since 2005 and trained for 8 years at the Spiritualist Association of Great Britain. I don't believe that mediums should ask questions. If a medium has a question, it should be directed to the person in spirit. They have the answers. I am privileged to have written through automatic writing a book called Summerland, Poems, a book of thoughts and messages directly through spirit. You can find these on Amazon, and I want to let you know that I have been blessed with the gifts of clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairessence, clairfalcreance, and clairsentience. It's a real privilege to be able to work with spirit and do something spiritually rewarding for a living. And those are Leo's words, not mine, in case you tuned in late. At any rate, we're having some problems in the studio today, and I trust that all will go the way it's meant to go. I will let people know that you've been bounced around in the queue a little bit, and I've written down the names of the people I've talked to in the order that I believe your calls came in. So please bear with me if I get you out of sequence. I will get to hopefully some of the other callers I haven't talked to. So be patient if you'd be so kind and hang in there. And now let me welcome Leo. Leo, how are you today?
Hi, David. I'm very well. And thank you again for inviting me on your show. It's a privilege.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. And let me also put out your website to the people that are listening. Callers, please get out your pens and pieces of paper because these are going to be short readings today, short and sweet. And if you really want to have a good reading, contact Leo at leo-bonomo.com. And Bonomo is spelled B like banana, O, N like Nancy, O, M like Mary, O. Leo-Bonomo.com. Have I got that right, Leo?
You have. Thank you very much.
Okay. My pleasure. So, Leo, I understand you have a new book in the works. You've told me about it, and I think it would be illuminating to share that with the callers and let them know what they can look forward to.
Yes. It's a book of transcriptions about a medium called Leslie Flint. And Leslie Flint was the world's most tested, but also the best direct voice medium. And so when you went to sit with Leslie, as I was privileged to have done, you're sitting in slightly dimmed light, and Leslie's actually awake, so he doesn't go into trance like most people do. And the voices appear in the air, just under the ceiling. And you can have intelligent conversations with them. So many people have come through. Dr. Cosmo Lang, who was an archbishop, Queen Victoria and John Brown. Two or three of the American presidents have come through as well, Roosevelt and different people, and you can have a decent conversation with them. So it's a very, very interesting experience. It's one you wouldn't be able to have now because Leslie Flint passed over in 1994. But a very, very interesting experience it was. And so this book basically relates or recounts some of those experiences. There'll be recordings with them so you can hear the actual voices as well.
Oh, wow. That sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
So that book is in the works, and what we're going to do is have Leo back on the show at the point or just before the book is available. And, of course, I do have Leo on the show at regular intervals throughout the year, and I'm honored that he's willing to do the show, and you'll be in for a treat. Let me just say this. You should have picked up from it when I read his blurb, but he prefers not to have any information from you before he starts the reading, and he will give you the opportunity to ask a question after he has given you a brief reading. So, folks, if you will respect that, that would be great. Anything you want to say, Leo, before we begin?
No. Just be open to who comes through, because it's not always the people we want to come through or expect to come through, but they all deserve to be heard. Bless them.
Very good. Is there anything else you'd like to share about what's going on in your life before we go to the phone lines?
There's so many projects that I'm working on. It's a bit difficult to pick any in particular. But I am available for readings if people want to contact me through the site. I do readings by Skype or phone, WhatsApp, that kind of thing. So it needn't cost, even though it's across the water. But it's, so I'm available for readings.
And Leo, you still have your radio show, don't you?
I do. I still have a radio show, and that's on KCOR Radio. It's doing very well. It goes out to 105 different countries. We have a phone-in like you do, and there's always interesting guests on. So it's well worth giving in a tune if you can. That's KCORradio.com.
So if people go to the website, they'll be able to find your show there?
Absolutely. It's called The Voice of Spirit.
Beautiful.
And they'll be able to find me there.
Well, that sounds great. I've been on his show, and it is a wonderful show. And Leo is a wonderful interviewer. He's interviewed a few of the guests that I've had on this show, and they have all appreciated that very much. So let's go to the phone lines. I need to try to find the first caller. There she is. It's Donna. And don't be surprised, folks, if the line opens up for more than one of you. I'm trying to open Donna's line, and there it is. Hi, Donna.
I'm here. Hi, thank you. Hi, Leo. Thank you, David.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. I'm very well, thank you. Okay.
Good.
I've got a lady with blonde hair. There's a fringe. It's just between jaw length and shoulder length. She's showing me wearing quite a heavy coat, and I can see a jumper, and I know that she's wearing lots of layers with this lady. I can see she's also wearing some boots of some kind. I'm notoriously bad with ages. She's within 58 for me, but I would certainly say between 55 and 65. She keeps telling me that she lived in a cold part of the States. What else can I say about her? I'm a slightly round face, lovely disposition. Would you recognize her at all?
No, but I might later on. Yeah, I might later on.
Okay, no problem. I'm just going to have a quick listen to what she wants to say. if we go back a couple of weeks, she says you've had some real setbacks. Things you expected to happen and fall into place just haven't happened. She says they haven't even come close. Would that make sense to you?
That I've had setbacks, you said?
Yes, you've had setbacks. Things that should have gone through in the normal course of events just haven't happened.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Okay. Now, there is a timing issue with this. So you're going to need to wait, she says, a month approximately for those plans to fall into place. They seem to include friends and family. We're not talking about a celebration or anything like this, but there's a family and friends connection with that. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, I'm always doing things with my family. Yeah, so, yeah, very well something could be coming up that I do something with my family. Yeah.
Yeah, because it seems to be being put off. Would you understand her saying you seem to be concerned or overly concerned with your health?
I was concerned, yeah, a little pre-diabetic, so taking something for that, so I have that under control. And then my feet were a little numb, but they're okay now. So yeah, I'm feeling pretty good now.
Fantastic. Because obviously I'm not a doctor, and neither is this lady. But she says, you know, things will pick up for you. I know from what she's saying that there will be as good spring in your step as the year continues forward. So she just wants you to know that. I know there's something else troubling you. Have you got a question that this lovely lady can answer?
Well, yes, because in my meditation, I heard it's coming soon. And I've been praying to meet a fellow and also for more money to come in so I can pay off my credit cards and go traveling. So I'm, you know, I got this message and it was filled with so much love, so I'm really expecting it.
Oh, fantastic. I do think it is coming. I'm seeing banknotes being found out. So I know there is some money there. This lady says it's not going to solve all your problems, but it will certainly ease something through. We're going back, she says, approximately 4 years where you've been with that company, as she puts it, without a relationship. Would that make sense to her?
4 years ago that I was in a relationship?
Been approximately 4 years since you've been without a relationship.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes.
Okay. There is a little longer to wait. She's actually written October for me. Take this with a pinch of salt. She's written October 12th. But I would say certainly from October, there is a gentleman coming into your life. Would you understand her saying you like someone that's cuddly and affectionate, but there's a little bit of meat there, as she's just said. Would that make sense to her?
Oh, that I like someone that's affectionate and all that? Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. So that is definitely coming. We've got lots of people to talk to. Please take her great love and mine. I know things will sort themselves out, but I'll say prayers for you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Leo. Appreciate it. You have a nice day.
Lots of love. No problem. You too.
Thanks, Donna. God bless, honey.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. Okay, we're just waiting on the studio, folks. Lynn is next, and I'll be coming to you in just a minute, Lynn. Okay.
Again.
Oh, there you are.
Hi.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi,
thank
Lynn.
You, David. Hi, Leo.
Hi. Have we spoken before? There's something
to
do
yes.
with the tone of
yes.
your voice.
We go
musical.
Way back.
Ah, okay.
We go way
fantastic,
back.
Fantastic. I know that you've got dark hair because I'm being shown an image of you as well.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, where are we going with this? There is a lady here who calls herself a great aunt. She's on mum's side of the family. She says that you have been quite blessed with things falling, she says, randomly into place. There's nothing random about it. It's just her phrase. But things have been falling into place since we've spoken. She says there have been one or two surprises there in a very positive way. And she says that has helped your outlook no end. So I know that your spirit has been lifted and you're a much happier person.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With that, yeah, fantastic. I'm not sure why I've got this, I've got to be honest. I'm seeing children's books being opened, you know, and
oh my
gosh, early readers and that kind of thing. Does that make sense to you?
Last night I had a dream, and I had so many books, and I was transferring books from one from like a van into a building. I was thinking, what are these books about? Many books. Actually, it was this morning.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I had a dream. Yeah.
Oh, bless. The impression that I'm being given, because it's children's books, I do see that there is someone waiting to join the family from spirit. I do see that this is a cousin. If I said there's a cousin that also has dark hair and short hair, that would be around 18, 20 that you haven't seen for some time. Would that make sense to you?
That's possible. You say it's a cousin, a young cousin? Is that what you're saying?
It's a cousin. It's a young cousin, a young lady.
Oh, yeah. That could be one of my cousin's children. Yeah, that's about that age. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I haven't seen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This lady's talking about that lady and children's books. So I do feel, as I was going to say, I do feel, she said, you don't feel, you know, yes, sir. I know in March there's going to be an addition to the family. So the pregnancy, I can never add up when I work. It's a medium thing.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know how pregnant she might be at the moment. I think it would be early, a month or so. But she's taken me through to March, and she says there's a new addition to the family. She says a very welcome addition. So if I said there's been a bit of a gap between the baby coming and the last one born, she says a number of years. Mm. Would that make sense to you, too?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Fantastic, fantastic. Have you got any questions you'd like to ask, Lynn?
Yes, Leo, really quickly. I am expecting some money, some windfall, whatever you want to call it, some money to come in and to be moving, relocating. And I just kind of like to know what you feel or see around that.
I definitely feel the move is coming. I don't feel it's far, but as you've spoken of move, if I said that either yourself in moving close to or family live near Oklahoma, would that make sense to you? Because I've got Oklahoma written for me as we were talking.
Yes, it's south. It's definitely the south, yes. Yes.
Okay. She says it's a hop, skip and a jump to get there, so... I know a few hundred miles is nothing in the States. For here, it's a road trip. I said a few hundred miles, we would nearly be there. She says, and that is going to happen. She says, you have been very patient.
Yeah.
And do you understand the money that's coming, you've been notified of, but has been delayed a couple of times. I've no idea why, but it's kind of got stopped and then started again. Would that make sense to
you? Yeah. Oh, it does. I have felt that. And, yeah, I felt that. Yeah, I felt that. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I know that that's coming, and do take this with a pinch of salt. If I said it could be around $40,000, would that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does make very
fantastic
good sense. Yes.
Bless you. Take a great, great love, Lynn. I know we'll talk
Thank
again.
Thank you. Blessings.
She says, keep smiling. It's... Thank you. I know you smile all the time, so it's a little bit tricky of her to say keep smiling, but it'll be
Thank
fine. God
you.
Bless you.
God bless you, Leo. Thank you. God bless you, David. Bye-bye.
Thanks. It was a pleasure to have you on the show, Lynn. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
I'm just going to ask people to remain silent unless I've called on you, because mics are opening and closing like crazy. Let's see here. Jessica, I have you as next. It could be Sharon, but I'm going to go from one of you to the other. And Jessica, you're first. Can you hear me,
Hi,
Jessica?
Hi, how are you? Yeah, I can hear
Good.
You just fine.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm very
hi,
well,
Leo.
Jessica.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. I'm getting an image being given of you. I would say you're quite tall for a lady, 5'8", something like that, perhaps a little taller. Would
yes.
that make sense to you?
Yes.
And I'm seeing you walking, but as you're walking, you're holding your hands parallel to the ground. So I know that there's a lot of energy with you. I know that there is healing capability there as well. But the strange thing is, as I'm seeing you walk in this little video, it's like you're using your hands as divining rods, and it feels as though you're searching for something. The immediate thing that comes to mind is ley lines. If I said that you were very sensitive to different kinds of spiritual energy, would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I know in some sense we're all searching for things, especially if we're spiritually connected. But this person is saying that you have been searching for something. It's almost the key, because it's going to help you unlock more connectivity for you. And they say that it won't be long before you find it. I'm seeing... there were gentle rolling hills. They're not very high. I can see a dirt track coming through, and I'm seeing you walk along this dirt track. It's winding a little bit. I don't know, but I'm getting the impression that this is farmland. It's certainly open. Would that scene make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we going with that? Would you be surprised if I said that you've been told that there is either treasure or antiques of some kind in and around those fields? Would that make sense to you?
Wait, I'm not sure. Maybe. I mean, is it like a place where I'm going to go visit? Or a place like Lit, where I live? There's a couple options.
Or a place
I walk?
This shouldn't be too far for you. Whoever's here is saying this is within a mile or half a mile from where you live. So if I said where you live, it's fairly open. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Because I get a feeling it's either a connected property or it's kind of open land. The basic of this is, I think that you will find, if you begin to work in that way, that you can either pick up metal. I do keep seeing small nuggets of gold. Please, please take that with a pinch of salt. But I get the feeling that there's stuff buried there. So it's almost like you can become a metal detector and find out where things are hidden or have been lost. I'm being told... that scenario isn't alien to you. It's something that has been mentioned before, either by medium or in dreams. Would that make sense?
I'd say that again.
I have the feeling that either another medium has told you that you would be able to pick up artifacts using your hands, or that has been suggested to you in a dream that you would have remembered. Would that make sense to you?
Possibly, yeah.
If not, then I think you would definitely have the dream. There's something quite exciting going on there. I'm being told it's as much a hobby as anything else, but I do think that you'll find interesting things. They've just given me a very strange example. And would you remember seeing on the TV at different times a man who could stick spoons to his chest and an iron, and that it was kind of magnetic? Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And this would be way back. Yeah. I'm getting the
like
same
from
sort
the
of 70s. Feeling of you having an attraction. Yeah, that's right. I'm getting the feeling that there's some sort of kinetic connection in the same way, that you could pass your hands over the earth as you're walking and there would be things to find. I'm sorry this is taking a bit long. I do know that wasn't what you called for, but hopefully it makes sense. Have you a quick question?
I was actually calling about money. I'm having some serious financial issues, and I've also been looking for a job, and I don't know if I want to sell it on my own or look for a company, like a big corporation, but I'm having serious financial issues.
Right, okay. Well, having said, I know it's not what you called up for, and I know this is a long shot because, you know, normally a better plan of finding a job is a better option. But I can see the connection between what this person is saying and you finding things that would be valuable in some sense or other and money coming to you. And if you recognise the fields and that, I would certainly try that. So they've kind of answered the question that you've got before you've asked it, but in a strange way rather than, you know, money coming to you in a more obvious way. Hopefully it helps you. I'm just going
to... Do
you
see me working?
I know it's something strange. I have got a yes for that. There seems to be a great need for you to work. If you mentioned it, I do apologise because I didn't hear everything you said, but you've not had work for a couple of years or so. Would that make sense to you?
That's correct.
Yeah, so I know that you can find work. This seems to be an interesting hobby where you can begin to find things. Wherever you live, where it's open, it seems to be very active in the past, and there are things there to be found. Can I leave that with you? Because I know we've got lots of callers.
Yep. Thank you.
Fantastic. Whoever's here, just take their great love and mine. God bless.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I'm just waiting for the call to disconnect, and then I'll come to Sharon, Tim, and Bren, and then we're going to go to area codes. If we have time, Sharon, can you hear me?
I sure can. Hello. Happy Friday.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Hi, Leo. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. As I'm connecting with you, I'm seeing dark brown hair. It's certainly brunette. I can see that there are slight highlights in it. It comes down to cheek level. It's very, very well kept. I'm told it's a fairly new style, so I think you've changed your hairstyle. And I'm seeing, if I said that you had a slightly elegant neck, slightly long, would that make sense to you as well?
Yes, if you're talking about someone, yes.
Yes, fantastic. If it's not you, then it's definitely someone that's living.
Gotta be someone, okay. Yeah. I think it's someone else that's blonde.
You...
But that's okay.
No, this is definitely a brunette. I don't like to give names because it can be a link name and just confuse things. Would you be able to connect the name Monica with that brunette? Or if not, would you connect the name Monica with the blonde? Because the name Monica has been given as a confirmation.
No, I don't know any Veronica with a V.
Monica with an M.
I don't know. That, it doesn't mean I won't later, but I don't know any Monica.
Right, okay. I'll just give you what I'm being given. There is a Monica in the family. This is distant family. I'm being shown someone probably about five, something like that. It seems like a young child or certainly a young adult. Okay. Now, what's being given is your life has taken quite a dramatic turn. You've got shunted out the way. Would that make sense to you?
I got what? Say that again.
Life has taken an unexpected turn for you. You've got pushed or diverted into a different direction. Would that make sense to you?
I haven't done it yet. I did change careers the end of last year, but I did it on my own. I wasn't forced. But what that doesn't mean, like, what else are you thinking
right.
of? Sorry, I'll let you talk.
No, that's fine. What's being given is that a point in your life took a very dramatic turn.
Yeah,
and it's
a point
moved
in my
you
life.
Completely,
yeah.
It moved you completely in a different direction. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what this person is very trying very hard to say is things are going to change for you in a positive way. I feel that you read books as a way of distressing, because I feel as a connection with you quite stressed in that, and I just want to sit down and maybe read. But I'm also getting the impression that sometimes I need to just throw the books away. So they're a distraction and they're taking you away. They're relieving stress, but they're actually taking you away from what you need to do. Would that make sense to you too?
It's so funny. I've been studying for an exam that I'm taking next week. I've been in books for the past like 4 weeks. You're so funny. That's true. I've been doing nothing but studying.
Okay. As we're talking, I've got a gentleman that's come forward. He's tall. He's about 6'2", he tells me. He's all in proportion. I can see him wearing a Mac, which is maybe beige or something like that, and he has a dark hat on. There was a connection with this gentleman going back to the 1940s. Oh, God. Would you be aware of a place called Miller Street, connected to the
Miller
family?
Miller Street? Oh, yeah, we have a Miller Road,
Miller
right?
Street,
I, yeah,
yes.
I know. I've heard of a Miller Street.
Fantastic. It wouldn't be too far from you. This gentleman's connected there. He wants you to understand that things are going to take a turn for the better for you. I've asked him about money. He says there isn't money in that sense coming to you, but things are going to ease up for you. Would you understand a rift in the family that is being healed? Slowly, but
something
being healed.
I didn't hear that. Something in the family has been inhaled, you said?
No, and there's been a rift in the family, a divide, but slowly
yes.
it's being healed. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And this gentleman
yes,
says he's
right.
very interested that is, bless you, and that he's very interested in that being healed completely and drawing the family together. He says there are some wonderful personalities in the family that have not met each other because of, he says, silly goings on years ago. So whatever this was is decades old. But he's very
You're right.
pleased that that's going to happen. He sends lots of love to you. He says, I would send roses, but you're not particularly fond of them. Would that make sense to you as well?
You know, I'd rather have tulips. That just was, yeah, it's not that I don't like them. Yeah, that wouldn't be my choice. That's so funny.
Yeah, it's It's just the way that he put it. So I'm sure he'll send some tulips to you. Do you like purple tulips? Because it's just so many purple.
I love my purple's one of my favorite colors.
Bless you. He's just giving you some purple tulips. He said, dream of them. Take them into your heart because they've been given with a lot of love. There's a lot of people in spirit that are very happy to know you, very proud to have you in the family. Take before we go, have you got any quick questions? Sorry, it just reminded me since you haven't given her a chance yet.
Real quick, am I going to pass my exam Tuesday, and am I going to excel at my job? That's all I want to know.
It's a yes and a yes. This is the last of three parts of this exam, isn't it?
I have two more parts left. I have this one, and then there'll be the one last part. You're so right, though. It's almost to the end. It's in parts.
Fantastic.
So you are right. Yes.
Fantastic. He just wanted to give that as proof, because I don't like to just give things. I like to know that it's correct and give that proof. Take his great love and
right.
Man, honey. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you
Thank
for
you
calling,
so
Sharon. God bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Best wishes with that exam. I can see it bite A.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, let's get Bryn on the line. Oh, try
Hello.
Again.
Hello.
Hey, there you are.
Hi, David. Hi, Leo. Hi, Leo. This is Bryn.
Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Okay. How are you doing?
No problem. I'm doing very well. This doesn't usually happen to me. As you started speaking, I've got a male voice saying, Gerard. Oh, God, I've lost the other name. Would you recognise the name Gerard? He gave me another name which was similar, but it's completely gone now.
Gerard, no.
Okay, let me just find out where we are with that. It's obviously an Irish connection with you, a strong one. This gentleman's talking about there being a Gerard. Right, sorry, I'm mixing this up slightly. Would you recognise a Gerard Place or Gerard Street?
Gerard Street or Gerard Place? Not really, no.
Okay, I'll just give you what I've got. There's a gentleman here. He's talking about Gerard Street or Gerard Place. He says there used to be stables there, so we're going back a fair way, but the courtyard... Gerard Place and Gerard Street run off of each other, and he's talking about a small courtyard there. Would you understand a gentleman that was killed some time ago on a motorbike?
No, not at all.
Right. Can you bear those in mind? Have you got a question you'd like to ask? Because as I'm checking with this gentleman, he says it's right, it will come back to you. But I've been in the same position. I was given a wonderful message from a medium, and I didn't recognise who the gentleman was that was coming through. And 3 weeks later, to my shame, I realised it was my dad. So we all have these moments. He didn't let me forget it, by the way, my dad, but there you go. Have you any questions you'd like to ask?
How are things going for me spiritually on my self-healing sort of path?
Right. You would understand this gentleman saying it's a couple of steps forward and then a step back. And he says it's been that position for a while. So while you are moving forward, it has been painfully slow. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And would you understand him saying that knowing something's going to happen and hoping something's going to happen are two different things. He says you have a lot of hope, but it's a little bit like watching a kettle boil. If you stare at it and stare at it, it seems to take forever. And he says it's more you knowing that healing is taking place, but there is still time, there is still a process, even though it's spiritual healing. To try to not be too anxious about it, because as you stress about it, for want of a better word, you're actually undoing some of the good. He's talking about there being two different healers that attend to you. Would that make sense as well?
Two different healers came to me?
He said they're attending to you, so I would say that you would certainly know one. The other may be in spirit, but no, he says that they're both here in the physical. So would that make sense that there are two people that are helping with healing?
Yeah, there's one in spirit. He was a man that I knew when he was alive, and he was quite a person. And then there is another person alive that's helping me. Yeah.
Fantastic. As you were talking about the gentleman in spirit, this gentleman here said Gerard again. It may be a middle name. Would that make sense to you? Okay.
No,
look it up.
I don't know Gerard at all. Or Gerard Street or Gerard Place.
Okay. I think it will come back to you. Take this gentleman's great blessing. He says, you know, you will get healed. It is as much knowing it's going to happen as hoping, because he says when you hope, you're actually thinking it may not, you want the best outcome. So you're hoping because you're not entirely sure it's going to happen. But he says, have faith that it will happen rather than hope. Take his great love in mind.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Bless you.
Brent, have a good evening.
Thank you, David.
Okay,
Thanks.
You're welcome. Goodbye. All right, I'm coming to Tim. Oops. Try it again. I think
hey,
I just opened down.
Hello?
Tim.
Hey, how's it going? Hello? Can you hear me?
Good.
Oh, thanks, David.
Yes.
Hey, Leo, how's it going?
I'm really well. I seem to be phasing into a slightly different way of working tonight. Would you recognize the name Stacy? And this is a lady that's here on Earth.
A man, can you say again? A man that's what?
Would you recognize a lady called Stacy who's living?
Stacy, who's living? I have a friend named Stacy.
Stacy.
Yeah, I do have one friend.
Okay.
Named
there's a gent. Bless you. There's a gentleman here. He says she looks. She needs a little looking after because she's at quite a tender place in her life at the moment. I know she's a very, she hides her feelings a lot. I know she's quite a private person, but he says if you can just make sure that she's okay and offer a helping hand. I don't know how this gentleman connects to her, but he says, if I put it bluntly, she's quite down, even though she's smiling. She's quite concerned about a couple of things. She just needs reassurance that they will be okay. This Stacy, if I said that you could talk to her about this subject and mediumships, would that make sense to you?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. She's pretty open to a lot of things, so yeah.
Okay. Fantastic, because this gentleman says, I need her to know that I'm close. He's also a tall gentleman, 5'10", 5'11". I need her to know that I'm close and that she isn't abandoned and that things will get better for her. So there's He seems to be quite concerned for her. Okay, I'm going to try and switch over to somebody connected with you. Where are we going? I've got a gentleman step forward. He's written 39 as his age. I would take that with a pinch of salt, 35, 45. Would you understand a gentleman who was a chef that passed in rather tragic circumstances?
Yes, I would.
Fantastic. Right. Firstly, he wants you to know that he's fine and that his family need to stop quarrelling with each other. I think it's that they feel they could have done something. They couldn't have stopped what happened. And he wants them to reunite. He knows they've all taken it very hard and they seem to be taking that out on other people. And he says, I know that I can come to you to have the message delivered, because we were dear friends. Would that make sense as well?
Yes, that makes sense.
Fantastic. He wants you to know that your life, it's not quite a U-turn, but he's showing me part of a circle. Your life needs to go in a different direction. He says it's already begun and you felt that. You need to follow your nose, follow your instinct and take that path through. There's going to be some big changes coming up for you that are really positive. Would you understand him saying you need to be out of that job and out of that area? Would that make sense to you?
That makes perfect sense. I detest this job, and I might have an opportunity to finally get another one.
The reason I'm laughing, he says, well, it's an opportunity that's guaranteed, my friend, so it will come forward for you. I do see a hand reaching out to shake your hand, so I know that someone will offer you that opportunity rather than you finding that yourself.
Okay.
I've got a dog here that is a slightly unusual breed. It looks a little bit of a mix, and I'm terrible with dog breeds. It looks a little bit like a pincer, but there's also an English bulldog that has a kind of curved snout. It's a cross between that. It's a very unusual dog. Would you understand having known of or having met a dog like that?
Yes, I would.
It's probably about fantastic. I know this sounds strange. The dog wants to thank you for what you did for it. You were very kind to it, is what it said. And it was glad that you were there at that point. I know this sounds strange. I think you and the animal were connected in another life. And it was more than fortunate that you were there at that point to be able to help him. Have you got a question?
Yeah, but I think you answered it. It was mostly about finances, jobs, which you covered. I guess the only question is if there's any way. I've been trying to meditate, just trying to tap in myself to some of my guides or people on the other side. If you had any information or a message or anything, how I could
yeah.
be better at that?
Okay. It's a rhetorical question because I know the answer.
Yeah.
Do you know what the chakras or the chakras are? Fantastic.
Yes. Yes,
what
I
this
do.
Gentleman is saying is do sit quiet. If you can sit at the same time once a week, that would be perfect. He said give yourself half hour at least to maybe an hour. Sit where it's comfortable, where you won't get disturbed. Open the chakras. Ask for protection, that is very important, and just ask for your guides to draw close. He says you may have silence for a few weeks to a couple of months. He says, but unless we can make it happen quicker, it will take that time, but you will feel that we are around you and ready to take you forward. You've been told you could develop into a medium, haven't you?
Yes, I have been told that.
Yeah, and the reason that I say that, because as he's talking that, he says, we will keep our promise for you to take up the role of mediumship. And that's what he was saying as I was speaking. So I know that that's going to happen for you. He's just said you'll be brilliant. I have no doubt that you will be. Take his great love and mine. He says, just go with it. Go with these changes. It will all work out okay. He's fanning out banknotes, and he said there's a prize at the end of the road for you. Take his great love.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
No problem. God bless.
Take care, Tim. Thank you for calling. Okay, we're going to go to area codes. And area code 415 has been waiting patiently. I'm coming to you. And what is your first name, please?
Hello, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm glad I got on.
Good. Glad we got to you.
Yeah, blog talk is crazy now. But go ahead. Hi.
Hi. I've got an image of you from the shoulders up. If I said you were a natural blonde, would that make sense to you?
If it's a joke, because I'm not a natural blonde, but I have been blonde.
Right, okay. That's interesting, because I've got an image of you as a blonde, and I've got a gentleman that stepped forward, and he went, it's natural, you know, and he shrugged his shoulders. So I'm not sure whether he was joking, but he obviously remembers you as a blonde. Would you understand two gentlemen being injured at the time that you were a blonde, and one of them survived? This gentleman says barely, so I think there were serious injuries there. And the other one clung on for dear life, but this gentleman. He said, I hung on for dear life for a while, but had to let go in the end. Would that make sense to you?
It was a very young friend in high school, so around 18 or 19 years old.
Right, okay. If I said you were fairly new to mediumship and getting messages, would that make sense to you?
Two or three years.
Okay. Now, the reason I'm saying that is, he says, I have to say it the way that he says it, and I do apologize for this. He said, it's taken you a bloody long time to get round to this, but welcome home anyway. okay, now, your intuition, or woman's intuition, whatever you want to call it, is very highly attuned. Would that make sense too?
Yes.
He says he wants you to train, rather like the gentleman that was on, to begin to develop. And he says, because there are marvellous things coming through for you. I don't think you're very good at drawing or painting, but he says you will find that you are able to draw and paint and to go forward and to bring messages for people. So would you understand that you're not a good drawer? Would that make sense?
Yes, I like colors, so very abstract with colors and not objects.
Right. So what this gentleman's basically saying is you'll get to a point where you'll be able to go in light trance spirit. I wouldn't be surprised if it's this gentleman, because he's wetting himself laughing. Would you recognize his laugh if I described it?
Yes, he is very funny and makes people laugh.
Yeah, he's got kind of a hoarse laugh, but it hoarse as in a hoarse throat, But it's kind of squeaky as well, which is quite funny. Now, he's laughing a lot because I do feel as you begin to open up and train, that he will come through to paint with you. Would you know whether he was good artistically?
I know he was an athlete. Physically, he was very...
Right.
But I don't know about artistic, actually. I don't remember.
Okay. Not to worry. I think that he will come through and help you to put together some wonderful, wonderful drawings. He says you have a big, open heart. You're ready to give, and you do to lots of people. He wants you to know it's very much appreciated by those in spirit what you do. So hopefully that makes sense to you. Have you got a question, honey?
Yes, I, you know, want, how would I say that? I know I will be doing these things eventually, but I'm looking for a change of career now, you know what I mean? Something in the middle, you know, I can't just jump up and say, okay, pay me for this, you know, and something to get me there. I'm just looking for a bridge.
Okay. Whatever you're doing for work at the moment, would you understand this young man saying you're not even using half your skills? Would that make sense to you?
Not as much. I'm not interested in doing what I've been doing at all. I mean, I can use those skills in other ways, but not in what I'm doing.
That's exactly
what he's saying. But of course, you take your skills. You take your skills to the next job. Yeah.
Absolutely. So what he's saying basically is you've got a lot of skills. You're not using many of them in what you're doing. Do look for another job. He said another job will be offered to you, and you can then make the transfer there where you can use a lot of your skills. He said that will take you forward. If you used all your skills, would you understand that you could earn almost double what you're earning now? Would that make sense to you?
Yes, yeah, definitely. I have made double before in the past, yeah.
Fantastic, because this is what he's talking about. He said you need to utilize all the skills or as many as you can. You will almost double your wages, and he said that will leave you a little more comfortable to get established and to begin painting. I know that you will also, in a mediumship way, give messages to people as well as the painting. He says you have a vivid imagination, which is wonderful for spirit to use, because if we don't block our minds with, I can't do this or I can't do that, then it's much easier for them to in that sense, paint mind pictures. So I know that will happen for you. Take this gentleman's grey light. Did I ask you a question or did you ask a question? I can't remember.
Yes, about a next job. Not, you know, not the final destination, but, yeah, that was my job.
Okay.
About.
Right.
My question was about...
Take this gentleman's great love and mine. He says that you will feel his arms around you at some point, and it's just for him to let you know that he's there. He's very fond of you. You take care. God bless.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Ann.
Thank you. Thanks for the show.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Just to let the other callers know, Leo can be found at leo-bonomo.com. I encourage you to consider doing a full reading with him. And we haven't had time to get to everybody today. I especially apologize to area code 201, who's been hanging in there for so long. What you really need to do, folks, is call in before the show starts to have a good chance at being forward enough in the queue to get called on. And so what I would suggest you do is contact Leo on his website. I'm going to spell Bonomo for you. It's B like boy, O, N like Nancy, O, M like Mary O, leo-bonomo.com. And Leo, it's been a pleasure to have you with me today. Thank you so much for joining me.
It's my privilege. Thank you, David. God bless.
God bless you. And so once again, we'll come to a close. Let's pause and reflect on the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Good night and God bless.